This is Missouri Appellate Opinions presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, A.O., individually, Plaintiff Appellant v. Lester E. Cox Medical Centers, D.B.A. Cox Medical Center South, and Cox Health, defendants respondents, decided July 23, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division A.O., individually, Plaintiff Appellant v. Nozanners SD383990 and SD38397, filed July 23, 2025. Lester E. Cox Medical Centers, DBA Cox Medical Center South, and Cox Health. Defendants Respondents. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Greene County. Honorable Daniel R. Wichmer, Circuit Judge affirmed AO, hereinafter referred to as AO or Plaintiff, appeals from a summary judgment granted in favor of Lester E. Cox Medical Centers, DBA Cox Medical Center South, and Cox Health, hereinafter referred to collectively as defendants, and individually as Cox South and Cox Health. AO presents 5 points on appeal. The first 4 points contend the trial court erred by granting summary judgment, and the fifth point contends the case should have too been dismissed without prejudice, pursuant to paragraph 538, 2025. One, because none of these points have merit, we affirm. Factual and procedural background: AO filed her initial petition on July 9th, 2021. Cox South and Cox Health were two of the four named defendants. Two, in relevant part, the petition alleged. One, on October 26, 2020, AO was a Cox patient receiving medical care at the Allergy Immunology Clinic for allergy shot treatment. Two, defendants employed KT to work as a certified medical assistant on October 26, 2020, and he was responsible for providing care to AO3. KT was acting within the course and scope of his employment by defendants. Four, KT was in the room when AO started to feel lightheaded after the allergy injection. A doctor came into the room and told AO to lie down on the table. Once the doctor left, AO started to feel itchy and numb on her chest and legs. Five, KT lifted AO's shirt and squeezed and rubbed her breasts. KT asked AO to take off her bra. He touched her breasts again and squeezed, acting like he was searching for hives. 6. KT told AO to take off her pants so that he could check for hives. He told AO to get onto her hands and knees on the table, and he used his ungloved hands to feel her vagina and in and around her rectum without consent. 7. KT told AO to lie back down, and he used his hand on her knees to separate both legs and used his ungloved fingers to move her underwear and put his hands on her vagina. 8. That same day, AO reported these events to the police and defendants. 9. A few months earlier, KT had assaulted another woman and was neither punished nor fired after the incident was reported to defendants. 1. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016 unless otherwise specified. All rule references are to Missouri Court Rules 2024. 2. AO subsequently dismissed all claims against the two other named defendants, Cox Medical Group and Farrell Duncan Clinic. 3. The petition alleged 4 theories of recovery. Count 1 alleged a theory of negligent hiring and retention. In that count, AO alleged that defendants owed plaintiff a duty of care to exercise that degree of skill and learning ordinarily used by members of their profession under the same or similar circumstances, as defined by MAI Civil 1106. 3. Count 2 alleged a general negligence theory and used the same definition of negligence for a healthcare provider. In addition, Count 2 alleged that defendants were negligent in the care and treatment of AO in 11 different respects. Count 3 alleged a theory of recovery based on negligent supervision of KT and used the same definition of negligence for a healthcare provider. Count 4 alleged a theory of recovery based on failure to protect and supervise AO and incorporated by reference the definition of negligence used in the other counts. This count also alleged that AO was in a weak condition, both mentally and physically, when under the care of Cox and Farrell Duncan's facility. Defendants Cox and Farrell Duncan were aware of plaintiff's weakened condition and were entrusted to properly take care of, protect, and supervise plaintiff and provide for her safety. All 4 counts allege that the negligence of defendants directly caused or directly contributed to cause damage to AO. In the joint answer filed by all defendants, Cox South admitted that KT was its employee on October 26, 2020, and that he had provided medical care to AOAO, requested a jury trial setting, and extensive discovery was conducted. On December 8, 2022, the case was set for a 4-day trial commencing on October 30, 2023. Threde May, Civil 1106, 8th 2020, states, "The term negligent or negligence as used in these instructions means the failure to use that degree of skill and learning ordinarily used under the same or similar circumstances by TA